Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome in on this Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. 4 hours of Gwynn and Chris here today. Crazy, crazy NFL trade deadline. We'll get to that later on in this hour. But we start with some Padre news. Can't say that I'm extremely surprised by the news, but it is news nonetheless. Yu Darvish will miss the 2026 season due to Tommy John surgery that he is undergoing or did he already have
it? Already
happened.
He's
already had it. So based on what we saw towards the end there, it made a little bit of sense, right? We saw Joe Musgrove kind of endure the same thing, throw until it basically went. For Yu Darvish, it doesn't seem like it completely went based on the fact that he finished the season, but certainly we'll have to have that repaired. And I don't know that there was a guarantee that you would have had him if healthy anyway, but now there's no question you won't have him for the 2026 season.
Yeah, there's a few things to unpack, I think, about this, Tony. First of all, yeah, we don't know that Darvish would have even been, you know, in the starting rotation next year had he been healthy. I think there was some talk of that. So secondly, in addition to that, I think it's safe to say we've all probably seen the last of Yu Darvish in a Padre uniform. I guess it's possible he could sit out all of next season and at the age of, what, 42, 43, come back in 2027, better than ever. But I think that's a long shot. Yeah. And I think, you know, look, this is part of the risk you take by signing a lengthy contract to an older player. I think we all agreed, or most of us agreed with the contract when it was signed. Now many of us are saying, oh, no, I told you so. This was a stupid idea. That's Monday morning quarterbacking. But beyond all of that stuff, I think Padre fans today, and myself included, have at least a little bit of a bone to pick with either Yu Darvish or the Padres in general. We don't know exactly how he was feeling. We don't know everything that led to this surgery today or this week that he announced today. But the bottom line is we now look back on the game that we needed to win to keep our season alive, Game 3 in Chicago, and we had Yu Darvish starting that game. And now we come to find out he needed Tommy John surgery. Michael King didn't start that game. Anyway, so I think there's some people.
What's the bone to pick, though?
The bone to pick is that we had a less than healthy pitcher starting the most important game of the season, or a pitcher that was probably not at 100%.
Didn't we kind of know that? I mean, we didn't know the extent of a torn Tommy John, but Was anybody watching thinking that, oh, Darvish is 100% healthy?
Well, he wasn't pitching. He wasn't pitching 100% great, but we were hoping that he would, you know, use the savvy and some of the experience that he had, you know, from previous big games. And we were hoping that he would, you know, be the guy to carry us to the victory. Ahead of Michael King, who was coming off of an injury but did pitch in Game 3, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I guess I don't know what the bone actually is.
Well, I think
pick.
The bone like, to pick is that the fact that somebody somewhere should have said something.
He had a Tommy John? That is,
see, I understand what Chris is saying.
How do you know that?
Like, Chris is saying they
said. Is he supposed to have an MRI before the game to clear that up?
I'm just assuming he had to be hurting in some way, shape, or form at that time. And whether he told people or was honest with people or they knew and said, nope, this is our best option, I think either of those is not a great look. I do.
I don't know that you could put it on the team because we don't know when the actual tear happened. It could have been just bothering him for a little bit, and then during the game it could have happened. But I don't think that they would actually send an injured player out there that would impact the game enough to lose the game.
I mean, technically, they sent Joe Musgrove out in a playoff game with a partially torn thing. We had no issue with that. So, like, I don't know what the bone to pick would be other than...
Well, have you seen the people that follow this Padre team? Have you read some of the stuff that we get
I have not.
In our inbox? I know you have.
Actually,
because we tell it to you,
today.
Half of it. I'm just saying, I think some people are going to feel some type of way about this news, and they are going to connect the fact that it was Darvish who started Game 3, and now, less than a month later, it is Darvish who is having Tommy John surgery. That's all, Tony. I get how this can happen. Darvish might have said he's fine, and you got to take him at his word. He's you, Darvish. He's a guy that you rely on and you count on. But I don't think he could have gone out to the mound feeling anywhere near 100%. And, you know, it would have been nice. I don't know. I would like to believe that we had a 100% chance to win that game, and maybe we didn't.
I mean, we lost 3-1.
Yeah, he didn't pitch all that bad.
I don't know.
No, I know. The hitting took us out of it. The hitting took us out of it. But
he, let's see.
Look, Scraby kind of agrees with me, which scares me a little bit.
No, I never said that. Actually, I was going to say.
If you were against me, I'd feel much more confident.
I was
going to
say, is this Freaky Friday? Are we like switch bodies? Because that seems like a take that I would have, honestly.
Yeah, well,
but he went an inning. He gave up 4 hits and 2 runs, struck out 1.
He only pitched 1 inning in that last game.
Yeah.
All right, well.
And I see what you're saying, Chris. I see what you're saying. The optics for some might not look great, but I cannot think they would have put him in there if he wasn't going to get the job done.
Can't imagine that they felt that he was going to be hurt and not be able to do the job either. I don't even for a second think that. However, it's going to be something that hangs over us a little bit. The more important thing, having said all of that, is, you know, what the Padres are going to have to do about it. I mean, your starting rotation consists of Nick Pivetta, most likely Joe Musgrove, Randy Vasquez, and J.P. Sears.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your starting rotation at this moment, and I don't think anybody thinks that would be a winning, you know, quartet, at least not at this moment. So, you know, that's going to make it more important, obviously, for them to go out and get more starting pitching, which is something they were going to have to do anyway.
So there's that. Darvish out for 2026. Got the news yesterday that Michael King, I almost said Stephen King, but Michael King opted out of his deal. So that's why he wasn't mentioned in that rotation that Chris just kind of ran through. He is a free agent along with Dylan Cease and Robert Suarez. Also, I think the bullpen, just looking at it right now, is in a much, much better shape than the starting rotation. But long time between now and anyway, we haven't heard very much word on AJ Preller and that extension. Certainly have kind of heard that there's going to be some staff changes among some of the other coaches, not named Ruben Niebla. We'll see if that turns out to be true or not.
Yeah, we've seen Tim Leeper's name pop up and a couple of potential moves to third base coach somewhere else. It's been a little quiet, yeah. To be honest with you. I mean, other teams are naming managers. You know, Braves got in there yesterday with Walt Weiss. There's only two teams that don't have a manager now, and the Padres and the Rockies. And I don't think you ever want to be in a category with the Rockies, no matter what the category is.
Yeah, I think the Padres have been methodical the last couple of times they did this. I remember having the same conversation before it was official that Mike Schilt was coming as the manager. I would say this leads me to believe that possibly they want to interview somebody on the final two teams that just got done. Otherwise, it would be a bigger deal, I think, right? If you didn't name one. So we'll see how this shakes out.
Do we also think that AJ Preller's situation
is holding it up?
Is holding it up. I mean, I don't want to. Well, it's hard for me to say, right? We're not there. We don't know everything that's happening. But again, I'm looking at optics. And when your general manager probably needs to have his contract extended and hasn't, you know, that to me could be holding things up.
Here's why I would say it's not holding up. He still has a year.
True.
He does have a job to do.
Right.
I don't think he could just sit out and kind of hold things up.
Right.
Now, you know, there are a lot of different kind of tentacles to this one, right? I mean, is it going to be solely AJ's decision? Is it going to be a kind of a group thought in terms of who the manager that comes in? But knowing AJ, he probably does not care about the extension part. I think he is pretty professional when it comes to he knows he's got a year left. He's going to do the job that is in front of him. And then kind of see where the chips fall from there. If he gets an extension, he gets one. If he doesn't, I'm pretty sure there'll be other teams knocking on his door to acquire his services.
If any team needs AJ Preller's creativity, it's probably the Rockies. He can make anything work.
But honestly,
not
to spend any time on them. But Tony read me something just before the show. Apparently, there were two finalists for the director of baseball operations for the Rockies. And both of them have checked out.
Right.
Like, both of them don't now want the job. And so it's wide open again. I'm thinking, you know, in my free time to just apply.
Might as well.
Because what the Rockies are struggling with is finding anyone who will take this job, apparently. And I think the same is going to come down to their manager.
Yeah.
There's a good example of what we're talking about in terms of guys not wanting to put themselves in harm's way. You look at this New Orleans Saints situation, and you've got Kellen Moore in his first time ever being a head coach. The fact that he is overseeing one of the worst teams in the NFL is going to, A, go against his record, B, go against him if he ever wants to try to get another job.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys don't want to put themselves in that situation.
No doubt.
Mark
Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune, will join us a little bit later to talk about the Aztecs tipping off here tonight against Long Beach State. Remember to listen at 5:30 for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a future Padre game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Let's get the break on the other side. The NFL went crazy today at the trade deadline. We'll get into it. More Gwen and Chris.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Alright, 4 hours today, so a little more time than we had yesterday. 2:18 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Together in our Odyssey Palace studios until 6 o'clock, then it'll be the Scraby Chronicles back in action tonight. And what's the new advertising slogan for your show? The Matt Scraby Show from... 6-7.
Oh, it's from 6-7.
Yeah, new advertising slogan for you.
It fits.
You're trying to get a younger audience out there. That's smart.
Oh, I love younger audience. But to me, I'm like 6-7. Like, what do you say?
You don't need to figure it out.
6-2-7.
Don't worry about it. Just beyond 6-7. And
San Diego State women's getting a little shout out on SportsCenter right now.
Yeah, not. That's necessarily right, the That's way right they wanted out, it, right. But they played actually very well last night. I mean, UCLA is so absurdly good, but Stacy's team is going to be very good this year. They lost 77-53 up there to third-ranked UCLA, but they played far better than they did last year in that tournament game against LSU, so that's a good sign.
Yeah,
men's team for San Diego State opens tonight against Long Beach State. A couple of quick notes on that before we get to the NFL trades. Gwath not going to play. He's still recovering from the knee surgery. They're hoping maybe 2 weeks. Mark Ziegler will give us an update in a little bit, but I know he's not playing tonight. And there was some question as to whether or not Reese Dixon Waters will be playing tonight. So we'll get the latest from Mark Ziegler. Aztecs hoops tonight, and I know that they've already sold a ton of tickets, which is good news for an athletic department that took a big hit today from outside. I don't know if you saw any of the comedy. I know you guys did, but the Wyoming football coach trashing San Diego State today.
Can I read the quote, please?
Well, I mean, if you must. I was going to get to it later since we're doing NFL right now.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, when you got an opposing coach saying that it was, you know, embarrassing for him and his team to play in front of that many empty seats, that's the kind of thing that it's got to sting a little bit.
Tony,
if you're
it
the
wasn't
Aztecs.
Even just that. It
no,
was,
I know. I'm giving a preview of what he said.
It was a more poignant. Not poignant, but it was a more direct comment.
Yeah. Anyway, San Diego State football is having a great season, but we all know that the attendance figures have not been up to par. So anyway, we'll get into the Aztec thing a little bit later. NFL trade deadline Not quite sure where to start here, Tony. But let's go with the Cowboys lost last night, so let's start with them.
Okay.
They're 3-6 now.
Yes.
They look terrible.
Defense shredded up again.
They got the worst coach in football coaching that defense, Eberflus.
Right. Oh, Eberflus.
And so then they go out and they make a big acquisition today.
Multiple.
Yeah, they added Logan Wilson from the Bengals. That was kind of a smaller acquisition compared to the big one, getting the Jets All-Pro defensive tackle.
Quinnen
Williams. So, and Dallas gives up basically, from what I way I read it, Dallas basically gave up all the picks they got from Green Bay for Micah Parsons. So they're back where they started in that regard. What are they doing?
I don't know that they know what they're doing.
They don't.
I don't know that. It's almost like this looks like we traded Micah Parsons because we are tired of dealing with him.
Okay.
Even though, and then we figured out. We might have known when we traded him how bad of an idea this was.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to get shredded and talked about for the last 9 weeks. And so now we got to make a deal because our offense is actually good enough to actually take us somewhere if we can get just a few stops.
A few. Yeah.
And so really, they're back to where they were basically at the beginning of the season. I don't know that the linebacker move is like a needle mover in that kind of way.
I don't think so either, yeah. Well, here's what ESPN's trade people said. I only have to read one sentence to you. There's no other way to put it. This is a horrific trade for the Cowboys. So we'll see. Jets end up there getting a second-round pick and a first-round pick, which is pretty good because the Jets also got two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner, who goes to the Colts. Now, this is a needle mover, I would think, if Sauce is anything like he can be.
Well, first of all, Chris, as you and I discuss often, the proverbial fifth-round pick was not thrown around in today's trade.
First, some higher stuff.
And I guess it goes to show you how much value there is for being able to guard the passing game. And they gave up two first-rounders. That tells you a couple things, too. They think they're close.
Yeah, right.
They gave up two first-rounders.
Yeah, somebody remind them that Daniel Jones is still their quarterback. But at the moment, they feel like they're close.
Leave Daniel Jones out of your mouth.
It's actually Daniel Dimes. He was Daniel Jones last week.
Yeah,
five turnovers is 100% Daniel Jones.
Anyway, that's a big move. I think that the joke going around New York will be, all right, the Jets got three first-round picks and one second. How will they screw
that
up?
How are they messing up?
Yeah, because that is a haul in NFL terms. You'll see if the Jets can do something with it. A couple of wide receivers. Jacoby Myers moves to the Jags. Pretty good because Travis Hunter's hurt. Brian Thomas Jr. has not come back with a strong second season. Myers is a capable receiver, and Jacksonville is kind of in the hunt. And I think the Seahawks are smart to get Rashid Shaheed.
San Diego.
From the Saints.
Don't like this move. Shaheed
is good, and you put Jackson on the other side, mouthing off at everybody. This guy might be wide open on the other end.
Shaheed is a true stretch-to-field threat. And so now they've got, Jackson on one side, they got Shaheed on the other. That's gonna be a good football team.
A lot of people
chance.
Are saying right now the Seahawks are the best team, not just in the NFC West, but in the NFC.
Sorry, Niners.
I'm not quite ready to make that stretch, but Sam Darnold is playing, at a pretty elite level after being really bad for
There was, should you pay him? Should you not? Is this real?
Yeah, it's working out right now for Seattle. I think the Chargers did something they had to do. They got a tackle today, Trevor Penning from the Saints. Of course, when you're playing for the Saints, I don't know if you're blocking anybody, but the Chargers need to try to replace, Joe Alt?
Yeah.
Losing him for the season's a big deal.
Maybe on the film, Penning was the only one blocking.
And so the Chargers were able to watch some film and go, hey, there's a guy who actually blocked somebody. Let's get him. So, there are a couple of other edge rushers that you don't know a lot about. I think the Bears got somebody today, and I think somebody else got an edge rusher. The Ravens, I think, picked up somebody, from Tennessee.
You know who is very upset that they did not get traded? Breece Hall. Everybody on this team got
traded.
Except for the guy
him.
Who actually wanted to go somewhere.
That seemed very spiteful right there.
It does, right?
Like, well, the Jets, I mean, if they would have traded him, they might have got another number one
That's
pick
what I'm
somewhere.
Saying. Why not?
Yeah, why not? At least they did not load up the Chiefs. I can thank them for that.
They too may be afraid that they'll mess it up. So they're like, you know what, let's just stick
the Jets have three number one picks. Their front office right now is panicking. Because they're going to be under the microscope now.
100%.
What are you going to do with all these picks?
Don't mess it up.
We know the Jets will have a problem with that. All right, so that's the NFL trade deadline. Last night, I didn't get to see the game, but Cowboys, not much, huh? I mean, they're booed off the field. Yeah. I saw Stephen A. Smith, got up, shook Jerry Jones' hand, and walked out.
That was right after the turner. They had just scored. The Cowboys get it back. They turn it over, and he's like, I'm out. It's time to go.
I'm out.
Why is
Jerry was pretty pleasant about
he
it.
He was.
But, you know, yeah. Stephen A. was
I
like,
thought Stephen A. hated him. Why are they hanging out?
No, I think he enjoys poking fun at the Cowboys.
So why is Jerry Jones hanging out with him?
I think Jerry understands it's
Jerry
a business. It's a business.
Just like he didn't. Just like he gave the thumbs up to the fans?
Right, exactly. It's a business. I got my get back, but I'm going to tell you that it was a thumbs up. I'm old.
And you know what? I don't care who you are. You can be the toughest son-of-a-gun media guy down the pike. Somebody gets you sitting in the owner's box, it's a little harder to rip on them the next time.
Oh, totally, 100%
so,
is.
You know, it goes with that. So, all right, there we go. NFL trade deadline, you're up to date on that. We'll keep you rolling here. Aztec basketball. Man, this is something we can't wait for every year. Tonight's the opener. Mark Ziegler with the latest, next on Gwen and Chris.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
per usual, spirited conversation here during the break.
When are you going to start recording that stuff?
I don't know that we could record what we just talked about.
Well, I don't know. You swore yesterday on the Gwen and Chris overtime.
Did you guys see? Dude. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me go get the tweet.
Yeah, I saw the post you put up there.
My
head exploded when he did that.
Almost jumped out of my chest.
We're doing the Gwen and Chris overtime yesterday.
Here it is. I put up this small clip.
And who were we talking about? The new Saints quarterback, Shuck. And I said, oh, what does that rhyme with, Scraby?
Here. Chris, it rhymes with
And we're like,
oh, that's right. YouTube. We can say that on the overtime.
Yo, just, look on your
I was like, what are we doing?
I couldn't believe you said that. Then I remembered where we were.
Didn't remember until you said it. So.
You can go to Gwen and Chris on Twitter. You can go to at Gwen and Chris SD on YouTube for the actual full video that we also did the good, bad, and ugly there. And then I ranted about the Dodgers at the end. So
yeah, that's yesterday's overtime. So make sure you catch that if you didn't see it already. But our in-between segments, Tony, as usual. Very
spirited.
Involved and spirited. I think the reason Scraby doesn't want to record them is because as badly as we, dominate him on the air, it's probably twice as much off the air.
Well, you guys joined forces because Tony's quote unquote deer act is gone. He's Tony.
Are you saying I'm still the dick, but he's no longer the deer?
No, he becomes you.
And you're always the dork, though.
I mean, Tony and I got into a spirited debate earlier before the show about the Dodgers and the payroll and all this other stuff. Because on the Scraby Show.
Well, you've been doing this for 24 hours.
And you know what? I'm going to push the Dodgers away and I'm going to say, even if the Yankees were doing what the Dodgers were doing, I would be screaming from the rooftops just the same. It just really sucks that it's the team that's in the division with the Padres. That's what sucks.
It is what it is, man.
Because you have
to overcome.
That's Padres, didn't the Padres... I mean, I'm not trying to... Well, I am trying to go against you. Did the Padres almost outspend the Dodgers last season? Not this one, but the last year. The Padres were like number two or three, I thought.
They were up there.
After
what is
let me go get
what
it.
Is
let me go get it. Let me
there?
Go get it. Let me go get it. Payroll.
Dodgers pretty
oh, no.
Close.
Tax. I need the tax because the Dodgers have a lot of taxes going on these days. It's not even a penalty anymore. 2024, the Padres were the 11th highest spending team.
What?
2023,
no way.
They were the third.
Yeah. All right. So who was
ahead
of them?
They did outspend the Dodgers there.
Ah. Well, okay then. Why didn't we do something?
That was the summer before Shohei.
With all due respect, why didn't we take advantage of that? We spent more. We should have beat them.
What happened in 2023? Oh, they missed the playoffs.
We didn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a failure. It's a failure.
Okay. But you're not giving any credit to the Dodgers. Who won it in 23, despite being outspent by the...
They didn't
not
win
23.
In 23.
Sorry, 24, 25, they won when they, quote...
When they outspent
you,
the other teams.
Have. Yeah, but when the Padres outspent them, they didn't win.
I get that.
No, you don't.
I know. But they were saving money for Shohei. They're the only... I'm going to give away a little bit of my...
Don't. You
I'm
need
give
an
away,
hour
no,
of this,
no,
brother.
No, it's only 10, 12-minute segment. The Dodgers are the only team to be charged a luxury tax every year since 2021. You know who is up there with them? Padres, every single year except for 2024.
What's your point?
My point is the
like
Dodgers
this,
just
like
spend
point,
a ton of money
like goes
and no other team can keep up. Look what the Padres are doing.
We don't
and
even
they're
need
maxed
to,
out.
We don't even need to argue with you. You argue against yourself. You're quite good at it, actually.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Why I can do an hour by myself. I go back and forth all
with
the
yourself.
Time.
But wait
I
a minute,
think
Scraby.
It's a problem.
Hang on a second. Whoa, wait a minute.
You know what the problem is, too? Is that the Dodgers paid a luxury tax bill in 2025 that outspends 12 teams in Major League Baseball's regular bill.
Sounds like the 12 teams need to get their weight up a
I
little
will
bit.
Agree with that.
So, yeah.
Why don't so, they, I agree so, with that.
They should like use they the money the Dodgers give them instead of pocketing it.
I have a... I'm going to go present to Rob Manfred my CBA solution, which
oh,
is
really?
You tie the salary cap to the valuation of the team.
I think Rob would look at you like, who's this guy?
Well, he would be drunk, so...
Jets.
Oh, hey, Scraby, I've heard about you.
I promise you, I would be screaming the same for the rooftops if this was the Yankees.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
I disagree.
The Yankees are worth $8 billion. They're the biggest. They're the most valuable franchise in Major League Baseball. They only spent 4% of their value on their roster. Padres spent 13%.
How much did the Dodgers spend?
Dodgers spent
10%.
10%.
Let me just ask you one last thing, because I know Mark Ziegler's got to get on here. But if the Yankees and the Dodgers... Well, here's what I wanted to get. Don't we know by now that we're not going to have a salary cap, right, no matter what?
So
let's stop worrying about it and do the best you can. I don't really... Right? Yes. We're railing against something that's not going to change in baseball.
I think they need to rethink the luxury tax, because the luxury tax was implemented as a penalty, but the Dodgers are paying 50% luxury tax plus a 60% surcharge on top of that for exceeding $60 million over the luxury tax.
So should you make it like 75% the next?
Going to be a penalty, you got to make it a penalty. To them, they're just spending this money because they know they're going to make it back. So it's not a penalty to them. It's an opportunity cost.
Isn't that the point? Like, you spend the money on the team because they're going to get it back for you because they're their performance.
But no team can compete with a cash cow like the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are just in a great city with a lot of money to be spent on them. They also have the entire country of Japan.
Hold up. Not a great city. Let's just be clear about that.
Good point.
Don't just roll over that. We sat in traffic for 2.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon, bussing up to Anaheim.
I'm going to call Ziegler, but that is a little preview of what I'm going to be talking about today.
Yes, Scraby is on one once again.
He's on a heater.
All guests on the 97.3 The Fan show join us on... Let's just try it again, because that was brutal. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law.com. Mark Ziegler joins us here, San Diego Union Tribune. And Mark, opening night for the Aztecs against Long Beach State. We've talked a little bit about it. It's a pretty tough schedule as you start moving into some of these non-conference games. How big is it for the Aztecs to get off to a good start here tonight?
Yeah, you know, the way college basketball works now, it's not really about whether you win or lose. It's how much you win by or how much you lose by, because it's all metrics based. And one of the issues they had last year was they were winning games, but they were, you know, beating teams they were supposed to beat by 20, and they're only winning by 6 or 8 points. And that was hurting them in the metrics. So, you know, they open with 3 straight games against teams they should beat at home, but it's a question of how much do you beat them by. And so every game is important in its own way. Obviously, when you play Michigan and Oregon, whoever else they play in the Players Festival, okay, those are big, you know, ranked type teams, and you just want to win those games. But these games also have their own importance and can influence the metrics just as much as those can.
And frankly, that's really honestly not how sports should be decided, right? Teams shouldn't have to run up scores, but they have to, right?
Yeah, and you know, and part of it last year was they were young, and Miles Byrd talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to write something more about it later this week. They were young last year, and they didn't have sort of that maturity to understand that. And you saw a little bit more in that exhibition against USD. You saw a little bit more of that killer instinct. They had them on the ropes, and Brian Dutcher called the timeout early in the second half because he didn't like kind of the way things were going, even though they're still up by 20. And they just put them away, and they went up by 38. And that's kind of the mentality you have to have as a veteran team. And I think they have that a little bit more this year. Plus the depth helps, because it doesn't matter who you put in. You'll find 5 guys who are playing hard and kind of keep a score where it's at or expand the margin.
Mark, now we've talked a lot about the depth, and you know, this is, you know, at least by all accounts, could be one of the deepest teams we've had in quite some time. But, you know, oftentimes we end up talking about a rotation that's, you know, 10, 11, 12 deep, but as the season rolls along, it starts to shrink. Is this group deep enough to where, you know, Dutch could have this group 10, 11, 12 deep all season long? Or is this something that possibly shrinks as the season goes along?
So you just asked the best question of the year, because that is the whole key to this season, I think. It's they have the talent, they have the depth, they have the pieces, but how do you keep them all happy?
Yeah.
And it's a 40-minute game. It's not the NBA. It's not 48 minutes. It's only 40. You can play guys 30 minutes, and they're going to last fine, but that doesn't leave very many minutes off the bench. And so how do you manage that? How do you manage the egos? How do you manage a guy like B.J. Davis, who started 31 games last year and likely isn't going to start this year because you have Miles Byrd and Reese, you know, Dixon Waters back. And so that's going to be the whole key is what, where does that rotation sort of settle on, and how do the guys who are in it versus the guys who aren't in it react, and how could, are they still happy for their teammates? They still work hard, or are they going to pout? And so we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, there's a lot of factors. There's injuries. There's how quickly Magoon Gwaith gets back into things. They're the freshmen. How do they react? How do they play? There's, you know, the possibility they could redshirt, a player or two. So, and that sort of eliminates some of the numbers. So I think they'll eventually get down to 9, is my guess, and occasional 10. But when they play games like these where they're supposed to win big, then everybody can play. There's plenty of minutes for everyone.
Mark Ziegler is with us from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Aztec basketball kicks off another season tonight against Long Beach State. The Beach, as they're known, no longer the 49ers. Another thing that Scraby had a problem with last week on the long list. Mark, you put it in your article today. 231 days ago, North Carolina 95, San Diego State 68. I was miserable. I'm sure everyone watching it and playing in it was miserable. I will say that I watched the whole game because I feel like it's my duty to, but there was a lot of time I just wanted to, forget about it. And Miles Byrd brings up something interesting in your article today, reminding us that the play-in games like that, the first four, those are national games. Everyone watches those. So they have really had this hanging over their heads. So how are they going to, use that moving forward? I know it's a big topic.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like Monday Night Football in the NFL, where players talk about how it's just different because everybody's watching. And I think that's kind of the way the first four games, and not only that, there's two games on, but one of them's between 16 seeds. And even though that was it was a really close game, it was the game right before theirs. The only real game that night that everybody was watching was UNC and San Diego State. And it was an even bigger audience than usual because of all the controversies surrounding whether UNC deserved to be in the field. And, the chair of the selection committee is their AD. Their AD got, a huge bonus for them getting in the tournament. I mean, there were so many issues and questions around it. So a lot of people wanted to watch to see UNC lose. And then San Diego State gets blown out on national TV. And so it's something that sticks with you. And, and I think they turned it into a positive because every time in practice, they start to slack a little bit. A coach will remind them, a teammate will remind them, and they'll just say UNC. That's all they'll say. And it keeps you a little bit humble. We'll see how it works and how long that fuel lasts and how they use it. But it definitely was a motivating factor throughout the summer. And when you're trying to push through workouts, because it's college basketball now is a grind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting, right when the season ends, you're doing individual workouts. You get the month of June to do whatever you want. A lot of players stayed here even for that. And then starting the first week of July, you're practicing all week and you're doing fitness workouts. And then you get into September, it's 5 days a week, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Of film and practice and weights. It's a grind. There's no games. And so this is the game that we remember.
Mark, since we're talking about Miles, I kind of want to stay at that young man. I mean, he tested the NBA waters a little bit. He ends up coming back. Obviously, this program is known because of how well these guys stick together. But for a guy individually like Miles Byrd, what is he looking to improve as he, I assume is trying to get himself moved up a little bit in what could be a draft year.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to be probably a pick in the 40s, high 30s, low 40s, but probably not get a guaranteed contract. And then, you can maybe get a two-way. But then you're in the G League and there's no guarantee you can get cut and get hurt. And you're just kind of you know, floating around out there. He wants a guaranteed contract, and so that's what he's trying to move up, whether that's moving up 5 spots, 10 spots in the draft. He just wants to be in a position where he gets a guaranteed deal. To do that, he's going to have to stay healthy. He's going to have to prove that he's more consistent, because he showed in flashes last year, that Colorado State game where he went against Nick Clifford and dominated him, and Nick Clifford starting as a rookie in the NBA, shows you his potential. He played really well in the draft combine scrimmages. So he's shown that potential, but even by his own admission, you know, he really tailed off in the second half of the season. He became the top of the board of opposing scouts without Reese Dixon Waters out there. And particularly when Magoon Gwaith went down, I mean, it was all just, you know, get real physical with Miles Byrd and bump him around, and we'll double team him, and we'll focus on him, and we won't let him beat us. And he didn't respond very well to that by his own admission. So he's got to improve that consistency. But the thing I would say is his handles, which he's worked on a lot,
yeah,
and his shooting. He can't be a 30% three-point shooter. He can't be taking 30-footers willy-nilly, just trying to shoot his way into form. He has to be a little bit, you know, wiser about shot selection, and he's got to bring that number up into 35, 36, 37%. And if he does that, I think he'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I see the same thing, Mark. 30% from three. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, you got to be pushing the 40% mark. I want to ask you about one player that we haven't talked at all about, and we've talked about pretty much all of these kids, all the transfers, the freshman, LZ Harrington. What about the other freshman, Simmons? Is he a possibility? Do we see some of him this year? And the other one is Majak, the other young man from South Sudan. I watched the UCLA game. I mean, he towers up there at 7'1", and his arms, he ought to be able to block a shot standing still. Are these two guys that we might see something of and could kind of come out of the pack?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, right off the bat, probably yes, especially with Tay Simmons, because without Magoon Gwaith out there, particularly tonight, right? Still hasn't been cleared. Hoping to get cleared Thursday. You know, Jeremiah Oden will start at the four. But who's going to back him up at the four? Well, the number one candidate right now is Tay Simmons. He's going to get those minutes. He got those minutes in the exhibition. And, you know, he missed a lot of preseason practice. He had a hamstring injury. I think something else was bothering him. And so he missed some reps, which is really tough as a freshman. So I didn't have a lot of expectation for him in the scrimmages, and he really showed up.
Yeah.
He plays hard. He gets rebounds. He brings energy, which is what you want in a bench player. And so he does all those things, and I think they kind of thought, well, okay, he's a freshman. He understands his place on a veteran team. He'll be okay if he doesn't play. We won't play him that much, maybe even redshirt him. And I think he's kind of played his way out of that a little bit. Now, he's going to get two or three games early here without Gwaith out there, to get some minutes and show what he can do with it. If he continues to progress the way that he has, I think he might be sneaking in the end of that rotation. Now, sophomore is a little bit different. He's only been playing basketball a few years. He's made incredible strides. I mean, I've watched the improvement from his first practice to what he is now, and it's night and day. And I think he'll just keep going. But I don't know how much he's going to play this year, because you've got Miles Heidi, you've got Farrell Compton as fives, and I think there'll be situations where Magoon Gwaith plays five and they go with a smaller lineup around him. So there's not going to be a lot of minutes, but there will be situations where guys get in foul trouble or the other team has a five man who doesn't go out on the perimeter and is not a real shooter, and they can just park him under the basket and block shots and grab rebounds. So I think you will see him a little bit, but it just won't be regular minutes.
Season tips off tonight, 7 p.m. down at Viejas Arena. Mark, as always, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Will do. I'll talk to you guys.
Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Long Beach State in the building. Aztecs looking to get off to a good start, Chris. I think
should be 3-0. Honestly,
it's irritating to hear that you can't. The win is not the important thing. You gotta have style points on top
to
of
me
the
that's not the way it should be, but that is exactly how it is. You win.
Well, that's because it's all done by metrics now,
right? So you win 68-66 tonight, it's going to be like you lost the game. You got three games like that too. You got Long Beach, Idaho State, and Troy, first three games. But here's what the whole season's going to come down to, as it did last year.
Yep.
The Players Era thing in Las Vegas. Yep. They're going to play Michigan. They're going to play Oregon. Michigan, I've seen some people pick to win the national championship, let alone be in top 10. So that would be like beating Houston, which they did last year. And let's be honest, they got in the NCAA tournament because they beat Houston last year.
They finished
fourth in the conference. They lost the first round of the conference tournament, but they beat Houston, so they put them in the NCAA tournament. Those games, plus a game against Arizona on December 20th, those are going to be their big ones. And don't look now, Arizona beat Florida last night in the season opener. The defending champs, Arizona, knocked them off.
Rutgers, Tennessee, Creighton, Baylor, Kansas, Notre Dame, St. John's, Iowa State, Houston, Syracuse, Auburn, Oregon, Gonzaga, Alabama, Michigan, SDSU, UNLV, and Maryland, all in that Players' Era Festival.
Yeah. Good thing you don't have to play them all.
You win that bad boy, you're going to be setting yourself up pretty
right,
nice.
Right, you win that tournament. Yeah. No, that'd be crazy. But if you win it, you'd be a top four seed just on that.
No doubt. All right, let's step away, get to break. Daily Gambit up next. More Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.